Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books, attend public events, and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is Curious City. There is a long history of segregation in Chicago, and that goes for both the living and the dead. In our last episode, we learned how some cemeteries used to refuse burial for people of certain racial or ethnic groups. Today, I'm talking to somebody who spends her time bringing awareness and dignity to folks who were denied it, Tammy Gibson.
I travel all over. I just get in my car or I fly, and then I view the world as a classroom.
Tammy honors the legacy of noteworthy Black people, both here in Chicago and across the world. She got into this work several years ago, taking a tour of a former plantation in the American South.
Unfortunately, the history of the enslaved people were never part of the tour. And one of the tour guides that I started really talking to, he said, after work, I want to take you to a sacred grounds that they don't put as part of the tour.
It was a cemetery for enslaved people, which is something Tammy had never seen before. She says the idea kind of scared her. She didn't know what she was going to see out there. And it didn't help that it was 2 miles away from the big house and through some fields and woods.
All of a sudden, as we walked into the center of the cemetery, you just saw the depression. You saw sunken grave sites. It was like rows of six. And I wasn't scared anymore. I wanted to know more about who these men, women, and children were. And pretty much that just started my journey to go to cemeteries, enslaved cemeteries, African-American cemeteries, or just cemeteries in general where African-Americans are at rest.
Mm-hmm. Were those sites marked in that plantation area?
No, a lot of them are not marked. They usually have like a rock. But the majority of the enslaved, because, they just treated them just like, I mean, even pets and stuff had names on it. But the enslaved ancestors did not have a name or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tammy's organization, Sankofa Travel Her, works to bring dignity to people like those buried in that gravesite. We brought this conversation to Chicago to talk about where a lot of notable Black people are buried here and what Tammy does to help keep their memories alive, starting with folks buried in the era after the Civil War.
From my research, African-Americans could not get buried in Chicago. There were a few African-Americans that were allowed to get buried out in the South Suburbs. One of them was Mount Glenwood, and that was found in 1902. It was the first cemetery that did not segregate Blacks during that time. So African-Americans had to catch a train to go to that particular cemetery where they will bury their loved ones, and it would have Decoration Day. And it's a day where they'll bring their food and celebrate, you know, celebrate the ancestors.
Can you talk about Burr Oak Cemetery? This is in Alsip, Illinois. It's another southern suburb of Chicago, mm-hmm. and it was one of the first Black-owned cemeteries in Illinois.
Yes.
Came about in 1927. Mm-hmm. Tell me the story of how and why that cemetery was established.
So this was founded by Earl B. Dickerson, who was a prominent civil rights attorney, and he was the first African-American to receive his law degree from the University of Chicago Law School. And also William Ellis Stewart, he was a secretary of the Supreme Liberty Life Insurance Company So these were two prominent figures during that time. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to create a cemetery in Chicago. There were hardly any African-Americans that could bury their loved ones. And so that's when they found Burr Oak Cemetery. When they wanted to bury their first deceased person, they received a lot of pushback from white ALSIP residents because they did not want a black cemetery in that village during that time. Mm. And so when they tried to bury their first burial, they had to leave because they were receiving threats, death threats.
Wow.
And so Earl B. Dickerson had to have a deputy sheriff come for them to properly have their first burial. And when they had their first burial, that's when Burr Oak Cemetery opened up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tammy says there are a lot of notable people interred at Burr Oak, including Timuel Black.
He's a griot. He's all things black historian. Okay. And I had the opportunity to meet him like a decade ago, but he was just like a walking black history encyclopedia.
There's also Reverend Clay Evans, the influential founder of Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church in Chicago, and Dinah Washington, a jazz singer, pianist, and the queen of the blues.
What a difference a day makes.
Several Negro League baseball players are buried here, as well as the famed beautician Annie Malone.
She was a prominent millionaire in black hair care, and her student was Madam C.J. Walker. And that's a lot of things that people don't know about, that, you know, if it wasn't for Annie Malone, there would be no Madam C.J. Walker.
And maybe most notably, Emmett Till, Mamie Till, and other members of the Till family are also at rest at Burr Oak Cemetery.
Tell me about the significance of this place and how the Friends of Burr Oak Cemetery are really trying to keep that legacy alive.
Well, myself and Ed Boone, the founder, we have loved ones that are buried there, you know. And for me, when we go to the grounds, we frequent the grounds, especially in the summer, just to make sure that everything's okay. If we see something that's wrong, we let the management know. We're working on an app. So when loved ones want to look for their family members, it can take them directly there. 2 weeks ago, we did a wreath-laying ceremony in honor of what happened in 2009, the Burr Oak Cemetery scandal.
The suburban Chicago cemetery at the center of a grave robbing scandal is now being considered a crime scene.
For the past 4 years, authorities allege that a handful of cemetery workers here orchestrated an unspeakable scam, digging up an estimated 300 grave sites, dumping the bodies in an unused part of the property, then reselling the plots for cash.
Hundreds and hundreds of people were at the cemetery, wanted to speak to the management, looking for their loved ones to see if their loved ones were exhumed and thrown in the back of the sheds, because that's what happened. And so there was an estimate of 15,000 bone fragments that were found, and they put them in two white caskets, and they reinterred them back in the back of the cemetery with a monument. And we named that monument Circle of Rest, of what happened in 2009 that they're now back resting in peace.
Mm-hmm. Burr Oak was not the only cemetery in the Chicago area that made headlines 10, 15 years ago. Homewood Memorial Gardens in Homewood, Illinois, and Mount Glenwood Cemetery in Glenwood, Illinois, were found to have stacked several bodies in one grave and misplaced and even destroyed some human remains. This has led Tammy to take on a sort of mantra.
Have you checked on your ancestors? Because if you don't, and they cover up in grass, and 9 times out of 10, they start stacking on top of each other. I mean, that happens a lot, you know? And I just ask when I drive around, I see something, I usually have like some water and I have some scissors. And if I see a gravesite that is covered up in grass, I'll just get my scissors and start cutting around it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. With scissors, with your hands?
Yeah, with my hands too, because I'm thinking, you know, I'm there for my ancestors, but I'm there for everybody that's at rest too.
Wow. I want to talk about the Oakwood Cemetery. Mm-hmm. This is a place where a lot of prominent black Chicagoans are buried.
Yes, a lot.
But at one point, they were not welcome there either. Can you talk about that?
There's a Confederate mound over there where there's 4,000 Confederate soldiers that are resting there. So I know there has been some issues about having that burial site on the grounds of Oakwood Cemetery. It's not an African-American cemetery. I'm not sure what year that it opened up, but I know Ida B. Wells is buried there. Thomas Dorsey, he's the father of the gospel music. You have Harold Washington, John H. Johnson of Ebony the Jet magazine. Karen Lewis, she was the president of the Chicago Teachers Union. Of the Staples family, the singing group, mm-hmm. their whole family is buried there. Harold Pierce of Harold's Chicken, he's there too.
All right, Harold's Chicken.
And then we have Nancy Green, who was the original Aunt Jemima.
Okay. Any notable burials that you know of there that, you know, there's maybe an interesting story around?
Well, it would be Nancy Green, Aunt Jemima.
Okay.
Because she was in an unmarked grave for over close to 100 years. Mm. And Sherry Williams, she is the founder of the Bronzeville Historical Society. And she was trying to get a headstone for almost 10 years because she had to find a descendant.
To get permission.
To get permission.
Yes.
And I think she had to wait over a decade, and she found a nephew. And she was able to get the headstone, and she had like a little celebration of the unveiling of her cemetery, which is long due, mm-hmm. overdue.
And this was the original person to portray Aunt Jemima under yes. the Quaker Oats brand.
Yes.
So Chicago is just full of so many fun facts, interesting history.
Yeah.
Speaking of headstones and honoring these folks who had been in unmarked graves, I know back in 2021 you had led a committee to get a headstone for Eugene Williams.
Yes.
Who, for the person listening who doesn't know, Eugene Williams was the black boy whose murder sparked the 1919 race riots in Chicago. Yeah. It took about 3 years, I understand, to find his remains and get that headstone in place.
Yeah.
If somebody wanted to honor the site of somebody that they value, what would you tell them about that process?
It's a long process. Mm-hmm. I would say just contact the cemetery office, tell them what you want to do, and see what their guidelines are.
Tammy says if there are living descendants that you can find, you need to get permission from them for however you want to honor the person. But in Eugene Williams' case, she couldn't find any living descendants.
With Eugene Williams, we didn't have to go through no descendants or anything like that. But it was a great ceremony for people to come out and to learn about the race massacres. No one really knew about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are some other prominent black Chicagoans whose deaths or remains have not been honored or marked?
I would say Ethel Payne, and I've been working on this for the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
She was the first lady of the black press, the Chicago Defender. She was one of the two black women that had credentials to be a White House press reporter.
Got it.
Back in the 40s, 50s.
Mm-hmm.
So you think about that time when she had to experience racism, sexism, and she was the voice of the black community. She went to Lynn Bloom High School. She is from Englewood. When she had a question for the president, they kept ignoring her questions because mm-hmm. she was the voice for the black community.
Mm-hmm.
And she's buried in Mount Glenwood Cemetery out there in Glenwood, and she's in an unmarked grave. And so I reached out to a descendant. She's in Knoxville, amazing woman. Her name is Sylvia Peters, and I'm working with her to get her a headstone that she definitely deserved. Joe Biden named a podium in her honor.
Wow.
And Englewood, Lynn Bloom High School has a, I think it's a journalist classroom in her honor.
Mm-hmm.
And also I'm working on getting a mural in Englewood so people in that community can know, you know what? Look what she did. I can get out this situation too. I can be whatever I want to be just looking at a mural or the story of Ethel Payne. And so she was just an amazing, amazing woman. Definitely unsung. Definitely unsung.
Mm-hmm. A lot of your work with Sankofa Travel Her is about black history. It's about American history. But you also deal with a lot of death.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder if that's something that you sought out. Is it something that just sort of fell into your lap? What does that mean to you?
Well, it fell into my lap when I went to that slave cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't have no idea I was going to be doing this 10 years later,
yeah.
you know? I just felt like it's my duty and responsibility as a black woman to make sure that our ancestors rest in peace and dignity.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts me sometimes when I go to some cemeteries, you see mattresses, mm-hmm. tires, just the total disrespect. Dogs walking around the cemetery, you know, leaving behind stuff. And it's just like, how could you do this? Is a sacred ground.
Mm. What is something that more along those lines that you wish people acknowledged or thought about more?
I guess, and I know some people, you know, like, for instance, my son, you know, my dad passed away, and my son and my father were like this. Mm. My son hasn't been there since yet.
Really tight.
Yeah, really, really. And
but your son hasn't been there.
Right.
Interesting.
And if he goes there, he's just going to break down. And I understand that. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to push that, you know, force that on anybody. But I think that going to these cemeteries, not only to pay respect to your loved ones, to check on your loved ones, but there's so much history there. And we're trying to get as many people as we can to be a part of our organization, you know, to help us clean up these areas. You know, you want to come into the cemetery, you want to see the grass cut. You want to make sure that the sections, the markers are clear enough for you to find loved ones. So that's what we're working on. We want to try to make it as easy as possible when someone want to come and see their loved one.
Tammy Gibson is a storyteller, travel historian, and the founder of Sankofa Travel Her. Tammy, thank you.
Thank you so much.
This episode of Curious City was produced by me and Justin Bull. Mary Hall is our digital producer. Susie Ahn is our editor. Curious City is a production of WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. If you have questions about Chicago and the region, send them our way at curiouscity@wbez.org or visit us at wbez.org/curiouscity. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you next week.
Rise and shy. WBEZ is serving local stories for breakfast every weekday morning from 5 to 11. Tune in on the WBEZ app to hear what Chicago's talking about as you start your day.